Well, I'm standing on York Road in London N1 by King's Cross Station, and this is designed to be a commentary, not so much for guide dog owners, but of course if anybody's listening via anything like that and they'd like to comment on the commentary, then feel free. I thought this would be just a little bit of an educational piece for my Twitter followers and things, and anybody who's interested in how guide dogs work and things. So a couple of quick safety rules before we crack on, because I'm going to take a walk now from King's Cross Station to Euston, just by Euston Station where the Guide Dogs London office is, because I'm heading in to work on a Guide Dogs podcast. So, first thing to say is the phone is not going to be in my hand and I'm not going to be wearing any earpiece. The commentary, therefore, might sound a little bit on the old muffled side at points. Additionally, it's possible if somebody phones me, I'll have to stop and answer the phone and resume. So there might be some jumping. I'm hoping that nobody's going to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the phone... I'm wearing kind of a bag thing, and if I wedge the phone between that strap, the microphone is somewhere near me. So what does a guide dog do? Essentially, they walk around in a straight line watching obstacles. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure the dog is sitting, and he's good dog, Chip, aren't you, eh? For those who don't know, my doggy is Chip. And what we've essentially got to do, we've got to walk forward a couple of steps, and really the dog will pick his line up because the way the road is set out, he'll probably pick that up. I'm going to tell him to go forward and then the command is going to be fine, right. My focus is on the dog's work here, not the commentary. I hope to be able to do that, but I'll describe what's happening for a bit of an overview. Chip, good boy. Forwards. Good boy. And find right. Good lad. My body position at the moment is roughly, my thumb is in line with the seam of my left trouser leg. There's a reasonable bit of drive. Chip, straight on. Sorry. No worries, take care. There we go, somebody just walked straight out in front of the guide dog. I think it might have been a chugger, actually. It's very difficult to tell. Charity chuggers, they're a bloody nuisance. Shouldn't say that. Not all of them, but some. Right, straight on, Chip. Straight on up. I think I just heard somebody walking. I've walked past, may I stroke your dog? But actually, I would have stopped, but I'm not sure about that. Straight on, Chip. Good lad. There's quite a crowd in front of us here as we're in front of King's Cross Station on York Road. Good boy, Chip. Straight on Euston Road, correction. Good boy. Straight on. We've got a nice clear section here, crowd of people to the right by the tube entrance, but we're making good progress. Good lad. Lots of reassurance for the dog. Good boy. So the dog is essentially just walking in a straight line, moving around obstacles where necessary. Not sure what's happening there in front, but as we approach the crossing with Pancras Road, good lad, Chip, sit. Good boy, doggy sitting on the bobbles. Good boy, and forward, good lad. As we cross over, there'll be people walking towards us, so the dog's moving around. Good boy, Chip, straight on. What we had there is a thing called rotating traffic cone under the light box that rotates when the light is green. Good boy, Chip, because in central London where there are multiple lights, it's not safe to have the beeping audible sounds. Good lad. Once again, standing on the bobbles, feeling slightly insane, talking as far as anybody else is concerned into thin air, but my right hand is under the box. The dog is sitting at the curb. The harness handle is down, and I'm going to now pick the harness handle up, moving to what's called number one position, move my foot back now into a number two position, which is ready to go. And we're waiting for the rotation. Good boy. This is Euston Road with Pancras Road, incidentally, if anybody knows the area. Good fella. Good boy. Well, you've got to be careful of us people jumping on the dog's tail in this scenario. People are walking, but there is no rotation. I'm not prepared to risk that one. Excuse me, is the light actually green or are people just jumping across? Oh, right, okay. Thanks. Good lad. Yeah, clarification there. Good boy. Forwards, it's rotating now, thank you very much. Good lad. And as we move across Pancras Road, the dog's moving out to pick up his line, and that's what a guide dog does. Good boy, Chip, straight on. Good fella. Good lad. Because crossing the road was like sort of on the building line, so it's the opposite of a thing called indenting where they move round to cross the road. I guess, I don't think it's called outdenting, but it's the same sort of thing. Good boy! Good lad! So lots of reassurance for a doggy who's working well. Good boy! And I'm going to get to the other side of the old St. Pancras Railway Station, now a hotel. Straight on ship, good boy! And then I'm going to give him what's called a break-off, which is lots of fuss. Not today, straight on, good lad. He's trying to move over towards a tree. Every doggy has an issue, every working dog, whether it's a guide dog, bomb dog, police dogs, all that. Straight on, the guide dog ahead, ladies and gents. People coming very close to me, not paying attention. Good lad, they all have their issues, and Chip is that he likes to spend, he likes to go to the loo from time to time when he comes across a tree. Believe it or not, there are some in King's Cross, Euston area in London. Good boy! Good fellow, wearing some bobbles. Good lad. We've got Euston Road on the left, forwards. Good lad. Good lad. But what you've got to watch there is people turning into the new hotel, and we're going to come to another Kirby thing in a moment. Good lad! And this is the in direction. Good fella. And forward. Good boy. And we're going to give him a break off, so I'm going to move to the right. I'm going to drop the harness handle. Good boy! He's an excited little doggy. And he needs a break off. Yes, you do, don't you? Yes, you do. He's a good boy. Because, of course, don't forget, he's been working for me all morning, haven't you? Haven't you? He's a good boy, wagging his tail after the fuss. Yay. Good lad. Okay, and sit. What we'll do now is we'll regain control before we get going. Good boy. Steady. Calm him down. Long, slow strokes. He's sitting at my side in the ready position, or the heel position, if you like. Wait. Forward. Good boy. Huge crowds ahead as we enter on now to Euston Road. Still on Euston Road. Good lad. And this is actually quite a difficult route for a doggy. Good lad. Good boy. Right. So, excuse me, is this clear to cross here?
Sorry?
Is this clear to cross?
This it is, yeah.
Forward, thank you ever so much. That's great.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Good boy. Straight on. Don't know what this road is. They all tend to... They all tend to have little quirks, the road on Euston Road. Some of them have lights, some of them don't. Good boy. And it's sometimes necessary to seek assistance just to... I'd say check you're not going to get flattened by a bus or something, but I have had vehicles sort of ignore zebra crossings and lights. Good lad. He's a good boy. He's working very well here. What the dog does is he's picking up a central line. Good lad, knowing that's not a tube. Central line in the middle of the curb, and the reason they're trained in that way, good fella. Come on then, you can have a spend here. You're going to busy. He's indicating over. Good lad, you're going to busy. But because it's Euston Road and it is a tree, I'm letting him have a quick wee here because it's not safe to do what's called gutter relieving. Good lad. Good fella. Sit. And we'll regain control before we get going. He's a good lad. As I say, they train centrally. And the reason is that they can move around any obstacles that might be in their way as they walk through so that they can move easily to the left or to the right. Good lad. Forward. Good boy. So this route's very, very familiar to me. Good lad, I feel bobbles on the foot, which indicates a crossing over to the left. Good boy. Find the way. Good lad. Moving around an obstacle, sitting at a bobble. Sit. This sounds quite wrong. Is this, sorry, thank you. Is this clear to cross?
Yeah.
Thank you, forward. Thanks ever so much. That's really kind. And I've got something to explain there in a moment. Thank you very much, that's really kind. Thank you. What happened there, and I'm glad it happened because it makes the point, it wasn't the most extreme. I was sitting at the curb, and it's quite right. I was about to ask for someone's assistance just to confirm it was safe to cross because it's too noisy to judge. Straight on guide dog, ladies and gents. Good boy. Okay, straight on. And somebody grabbed me by the arm. I've got a bag on my shoulder. Literally grabbed me by the arm. No idea they were there. That wasn't the most extreme example, but that can actually be quite horrifically horrid and scary. If you imagine, if you just close your eyes and you're at a curve, good lad, Chip, straight on. Somebody grabs hold of you. How do you know they're helping and not mugging you? Think about it. Good lads, but there is a point in a minute. We'll come across to another bobbles. Chip, sit. Good fella. All clear. Forward. All clear. I can judge this one. It's quite a small road. Good boy, Chip, straight on. But I never jump down anybody's throat for it because essentially they're trying to be helpful. If the circumstances arise and it wasn't safe to do so there, really. I'll normally very politely say, oh, it's really helpful if you don't just grab someone. Good boy, straight on. Good boy. We are well over halfway to the destination, which actually is just as well. And blimey, is it cold? Really curious what this sounds like, actually. Good lad. So I'm in for a podcast meeting as well as to do a quick interview with the service delivery manager, which will appear on the London Team podcast site soon. Good lad, right up. Find the bubble. Good boy. Okay, this road I'm not going to be able to judge on my own, so I'm dropping the harness. And I think I'll wait to ask someone whether it's clear. Can't hear. I mean, it doesn't appear to be traffic in front. I can hear lots to the left. Doesn't appear to be traffic turning across. Excuse me, could I be a pain? Yes, is it safe to cross?
Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Sorry, the lights have just changed.
No, that's great. That's all right. It's bad enough being cold without being flattened by a car or something. Oh, that one sounded close.
Right, we're locked safe now.
Forward, thank you.
Okay.
There we go. The proof of the pudding is in the not splatting. Yep, that's right. There we are. Thank you very much, sir. That's really kind. Straight on. Good lad. The dog's picking his line back up. Straight on. Good boy. In that case, I just ask someone. I work the dog. I do prefer to do that where I can. The alternative way is you drop the harness handle and you say, can I grab an arm? And let the person grab your arm. Not today, straight on. Good lad. How about that? Some sounds of London. Good lad. Right up. Good fella. He's a good lad. And we're coming up to fire station, which is clear. Good boy. Forward. Good boy. You still need to, even if you can tell it's clear, you still need to let the dog sit, or in the case of a central London dog's after to do with Chip, and I'm actually attached to the Hertfordshire office by way of training. Good lad, but I'm always in central London. Good lad, you have to let it sink in with every command. Good boy, Chip, sit. Is this clear again?
Okay.
Forward, thanks ever so much. Here's some emergency vehicle up there, so that it sounds a long way away, so we'll be all right. Chip, find right.
Okay.
That's great, take care.
Chip,
no, I'm just going to Melton Street, so I'm carrying on past.
Okay.
I'm being boring, I'm doing a commentary walk for people interested in the way the dogs work as well.
Oh, right.
So I actually audio recording the walk and explaining how it works.
Yeah.
But it's, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
But your help was really appreciated, so you were perfect.
No, the dogs are marvellous.
They are.
We're just about to do a concert in aid of guide dogs.
Oh, are you? Who do you do that for?
Shrewsbury Night Orchestra.
Oh, fantastic. That's amazing. Well, it's really, really important work. This sounds quite clear here, doesn't it?
No, so, hang on. All right. Coming around.
Ah, okay, yes. Again, I would have splatted under that one, wouldn't I?
Right, okay now.
Forward. So I'm going to record a podcast for the London team in the office over the road.
Oh, brilliant.
So the work that you do is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again, sir. That's really appreciated. Take care. Fine, thank you. Good lad. And we're moving around the station line now. And I thought it was appropriate to explain what I was doing. A, because he probably thought I was quite mad. Good boy, Chop Chop. Find right. Good boy. I know Euston Station relatively well on the outside anyway. Good boy. Good lad. What I'm going to do is when we move in just outside the station, I'm going to do another break off and give them some fuss and attention. Good lad. I thought it appropriate to explain to the chappie. That, by the way, is really important if there are any guide dog owners listening. Positive interactions with the public, and I'll come on to that in a minute. Chip, good boy, sit. Good boy, in a break off because he's worked so hard. Yes, you have. He's a good boy. Yay, good puppy. He's a good puppy. Good lad. Okay, sit. Okay, so positive interaction with the public is an absolute must in my view. You bear in mind there was a chappie who is doing concerts in aid of guide dogs. Say, for example, somebody was rude to him with a guide dog. So, for example, I don't know, he's offered some help or he stroked the dog without asking, which isn't ideal, it's not good. That there would be a situation where somebody might be left with a less than brilliant impression of guide dogs and guide dog owners, and I'm hoping that more people other than guide dog owners are listening, but whether anybody's listening this far, should bear in mind that, you know, you're an ambassador if you have a guide dog for the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, or Guide Dogs as we call it now. So just bear that in mind. Chip, sit, good boy. You've had your break off, haven't you? A happy boy. Forward. Good lad. And fine left. Right, we're around the front of Euston Station. He is going to attempt probably to indicate inside. Not today. Straight on, good lad. And we're outside. They've got some food huts outside Euston Station. There's one pretty good one here that does sort of sausages and stuff. And I thoroughly recommend them. I'm sure they don't tend to use horse meat, but you never know. Good boy. Straight on, good lad. So we actually are able to make good progress. And again, as with all work, it's about making safe progress. So we're walking at a fair old lick. Steady, good lad, but I can hear people ahead walking in front. Guide dog ahead, ladies and gents, just be aware. Thank you. Nice, confident explanation. Good lad. I didn't really want the dog walked into, but I had to slow right down there, and I'm walking slow now. Quite busy ahead. Good boy, Chip, straight on. Good lad. Good boy. He's a good fellow. Good lad, and he's moving in towards an undergroundy, you know, sheltered bit outside the station. Good boy. Good lad. Straight on. Good fella. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit the dog so I can end this boo and summarise it. Chip, sit. Good boy. He's a good puppy. All right, so I'm literally over the road from where I need to be. It's been a relatively long audio boo, so I thank everybody who's listened this far. And been able to follow any of it. It has been fairly textbook walk. It is very cold out there at the moment, but it should anyway give people a bit of an idea of some of the issues you come across. What we didn't really have too much of is emergency vehicles, which is probably a good thing. There were emergency vehicles, but they weren't anywhere near us. And the biggest tip I give there is make sure that you're standing in a safe, safe position. Just let them do their work. What I'll tend to do is if I'm at the traffic lights, particularly if it's rotating or beeping for green, is I will wave in their direction to acknowledge that I'm aware of their presence and move off in a safe way. So there we go. Hope this has been a fairly educational thing in terms of how guide dogs work. But I would also certainly say that any guide dog owners listening, I would really, really encourage you, please, positive interactions with the public. People are normally only trying to help. Even the inconsiderate ones still pass guide dog collection buckets. And if anybody wishes to chip any comments in, and you're more than welcome to criticise, it doesn't bother me, then feel free. I've got a very thick skin, you have to, in my game. Thanks for listening.